Blackstone Audio presents The Secret Lovers by Charles McCary. For My Father, in Loving Memory. Chapter 1. 1. As the car moved through the wet streets of Berlin in the hour after dawn, Horst Bülow fussed with his briefcase. It was a pigskin satchel, strapped and buckled, so old that it had lost the smell of leather. The night before, Bülow had carried it out of East Germany. Now he arranged on the seat of the car the things he had brought in his briefcase, a safety razor and a tube of shaving cream. A heel of bread, half a sausage, a bit of hard cheese with tooth marks on it, a flask of schnapps, and, finally, a thick manuscript, hundreds of flimsy pages covered with tiny handwriting. "You'll need a cryptanalyst to read this," Bülow said. "It looks as if this Russian writes with his fingernails." Paul Christopher smiled at the agent. "Did you read it on the train?" he asked. Bülow looked shocked, then realized the American was joking. "Not a chance," he said. "There is only one thing more boring than Russians in the flesh, and that is Russians in a novel, tormented by their own stupidity, called by three different names. What is Russian literature? One universal genius, Tolstoy, and six provincial bores." Risk made Bülow talkative. He had been chattering.